It's time for Conversations with the Mayor, is brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. We are now joined on the phone from Mexico City by Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Damon, how is Mexico?
It's beautiful. I couldn't have asked for more amazing weather for this visit.
Outstanding. And more specifically, I'm actually quite curious how Mexico City is. I've heard only good things, sans traffic and pollution.
Yeah, it's a little smoggy. It's nestled in these hills surrounded by mountains, which creates a little bit of an air quality problem. But the traffic's not great, but I'm here using public transit, as you might imagine. So that's been fantastic.
I do wonder, and we've had versions of this conversation before, but as somebody who's spent so much time in local government, do you have a hard time not kind of applying that lens when you're visiting a different community?
It's kind of instinctual at this point. I'm constantly thinking about things like, like I said, public transit and pedestrian infrastructure, and seeing how other communities like Mexico City have done it. Of course, this is a much different context. It's a very large urban center, the largest city in the continent. So the lessons you take from it are limited, perhaps. But yeah, it's fun to compare and see how they do things like provide public services and public amenities.
Hopefully you're having some good meals, too. I've heard very good things about the restaurant scene in Mexico City, so hopefully you're able to explore that a little bit. Keeping it back
it's been
in...
a lot of fun so far.
Excellent. Keeping it in Carrboro now, we had a town council meeting that had a couple of items that were a little bit noteworthy, I would say, and we'll start with the big one, and that was the resolution calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, and that ended up... being a split vote on the council, which is a little bit unusual. So I wonder if you could just start by kind of giving your response to how that played out.
Sure. I guess one thing I'll clarify is that the resolution is really directed at our federal leaders, our federal representatives, our members of the House and the Senate and Congress, and to the Biden administration, really asking them to use their influence to press for de-escalation of the violence. As well as to facilitate the entry of humanitarian aid, which is much needed, as we know. And finally, an important point of the resolution is to recognize this increase we're seeing in anti-Semitic acts of bigotry and hatred, as well as Islamophobia, and here in our communities in the United States, related to the rise in violence in the Middle East, and wanting our leaders to, for that reason as well, press for an end to the violence, which, I think is inflamed by... is inflaming these bigoted behaviors here at home.
It's the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. You voted in favor of the resolution. The person who will be succeeding you as mayor, Barbara Fouché, voted against the resolution. And that's I don't think there have been many instances where the two of you have voted on opposite sides of many issues since you've both been on the council. So what was the kind of motivator for you to feel like, yes, this needed to go ahead and be voted on and approved in spite of not having unanimous council support?
Sure. From my perspective, once the resolution made it onto the agenda, it was very important to me to support it, primarily because of my own sense of horror at the murder of 1,400 Israeli citizens, as well as since that time, thousands of Palestinians who have been killed in Gaza. And so wanting to recognize that our own government has a unique role to play in influencing what happens next. We have a very close relationship, of course, with Israel, and I think it's important for us to be able to say something about that to our federal representatives. I don't want to attempt to speak for my other colleagues. I do recognize that it's unusual for a resolution of this kind to come to a council like ours in the first place, much less to be approved on a split vote. And I certainly want to appreciate that it was a difficult decision for all of us, recognizing that we are a small town commenting on a matter of foreign affairs. But at the end of the day, for myself, I felt I needed to support the resolution just because of my own commitment to ending violence and being against war in general.
It's the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. We like to get your weekend started by chatting with Damon Siles. And on this particular Friday, He's joining us while abroad in Mexico City, so we particularly thank him for the time. Back to the town council meeting, there was also discussion around the final report from the Community Safety Task Force. What was involved in that, and what were the takeaways?
Yeah, it was really great to finally get this report from our task force. We appointed the task force a couple of years ago in the wake of protests and concerns coming out of the murder of George Floyd and a lot of conversations happening throughout the United States about how we can be doing policing and law enforcement differently so that we're supporting the needs of our communities in ways that don't necessarily rely strictly on a traditional law enforcement approach. So we established this task force in Carrboro and appointed some really great folks to it who volunteered a lot of their time and worked in partnership in the end with a group working out at the IFC that's connecting with local community members who had a lot to share with us about their own experiences with law enforcement and the criminal legal system. I'm really pleased with the work that the task force did and the report they presented to us. It was concise but thorough. They did, what was strategically a really smart thing, which was they focused their recommendations on just a handful of recommendations rather than trying to sort of take on the entire world of law enforcement and policing and community safety. So they really focused on providing a few recommendations. I think a couple of the most important are, first, establishing a sort of non-police-based crisis response system for our community, similar to what has been established in the city of Durham, the HART program. I encourage folks to look up how the HART program has been working for the past couple of years in Durham. It's been a really interesting success for the city of Durham, and I hope that we can take some lessons from their experience.
Is there anything else from the town council meeting this week that caught your attention that folks might want to know about?
We have a new thing that we've established as a council where we've asked the staff to bring us a quarterly update on the town budget. Actually, this is something that was initiated by the town manager just to, we do our annual budget season, of course, which is a big lift for our staff and an important role for the council to play. But we thought it made sense for the council to get a quarterly, just brief update on kind of the status of our budget, how our expenditures are going versus our revenues, that kind of thing. So we got that this week from our staff. That wasn't the other kind of major item on the agenda. We also wanted to give some feedback to our town staff on a call for projects that just came out of the Durham Chapel Hill Carrboro Metropolitan Planning Organization, which is our region's sort of long-term planning group for transportation projects in our area. They've issued a call for projects the last couple of weeks to local jurisdictions like Carrboro for some pots of funding that have become available, federal funding. And so we gave some feedback to town staff about which projects we might think about submitting for that call for projects.
Sounds good. Do you have any sense on what the timeline would be on that?
Well, what the MPO, our regional transportation planning body, has tried to do is to start issuing these projects, these calls for projects annually, and trying to encourage local jurisdictions like ours to focus on submitting projects that are relatively achievable within a 2 to 3 year time frame. So, we want projects that are sort of far enough along to be ready to be funded and maybe get design work finished up and perhaps initiate construction. So the idea is, you want them to be significant projects. They raised the floor on the minimum amount. So these are projects that are going to cost at least, for example, $250,000, but you want them to be far enough along to where we can actually do something with the money in the shorter term.
We're visiting with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, and we are just about out of time already. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
I guess the only thing I would add to that last thing, since I think some of this kind of sausage making of local government can be a little bit abstract to people, is just to give a couple of examples of the projects we talked about for submitting to the MPO. And one example would be finishing up the design and construction of the South Greensboro Street sidewalk project. That's an important one, as well as trying to finish up some work on some design of a couple of projects from our bicycle plan, in particular the reconfiguration of Shelton Street and a potential reconfiguration of, I think, Poplar Street, which would allow for safer bicycle access in some of those downtown areas.
Excellent. Thank you, as always, for making time to join us on a Friday afternoon, but particularly as you are out, hopefully doing some fun stuff in Mexico City. Safe travels. Enjoy the rest of your trip.
On top of the Grasshopper Hill in the middle of downtown Mexico City in a huge, beautiful urban park, and I'll be thinking about everybody at home while I enjoy myself down here in Mexico City.
Well, keep it up and enjoy it for us a little bit too, especially as it starts to get a little bit chillier here as we get deeper into the weekend. Safe travels. Thanks, Andrew. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.